This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday the moment has come to withdraw troops from Afghanistan and that Washington would work with NATO allies on a coordinated pullout. Blinken said in Brussels ahead of talks with NATO partners, quote, "Together we have achieved the goals that we set out to achieve, and now it is time to bring our forces home," end quote. U.S. President Joe Biden is to announce formally later Wednesday that Washington will withdraw its remaining 2,500 troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, 20 years after the attacks in the America that sparked its longest war. NATO partners meeting in Brussels, some physically but most virtually, look set to agree to wrap up the alliance's 9,600-strong mission in Afghanistan. This comes at the same time as the group's major military power leaves. The decision defies a May 1st deadline for full withdrawal under a peace agreement the Trump administration reached with the Taliban last year. The Kremlin said Wednesday a proposed summit between President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Joe Biden was contingent upon the United States taking certain steps, the RIA news agency reported. The Kremlin did not say what those steps were. In a phone call Tuesday, Mr. Biden proposed the two leaders hold a summit, quote, "in the near future," end quote, that would come at a time of heightened tensions between the former Cold War rivals. Putin's spokesperson, Dmitry Peskov, told reporters, quote, "It is early to talk about this meeting in terms of specifics. This is a new proposal and it will be studied," end quote. He added that there is still no set agenda for the summit, but that bilateral ties are important. The United States and its allies have called on Moscow to withdraw its forces. This is VOA News. Russia is taking measures to respond to what it calls threatening military action by NATO, including combat readiness checks and troop exercises, Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Tuesday. Shoigu said NATO was planning to deploy troops and equipment close to Russian territory. A large, unexplained buildup of Russian forces close to Ukraine's eastern border and in Crimea has escalated tensions in recent weeks. Moscow annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. Tuesday, Russia called the United States an adversary and told U.S. warships to stay well away from Crimea, quote, "for their own good," end quote. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Wednesday its decision to boost uranium enrichment to 60% was a response to arch foe Israel's nuclear terrorism against its Natanz facility. Rouhani said in a message aimed at the Jewish state, Tehran starting advanced centrifuges and producing more highly refined uranium, quote, "is a response to your malice," end quote. He called a blast early Sunday nuclear terrorism. The blast knocked out electricity at its main nuclear facility in central Iran. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied involvement, but public radio reports in the country said it was a sabotage operation by the Mossad spy agency, citing unnamed intelligence sources. Saudi Arabia said Wednesday it was concerned about Iran's intention to start enriching uranium to 60% purity and said such a move could not be considered part of a peaceful nuclear program. A foreign ministry statement called on Iran to avoid escalation and engage seriously in talks and global powers about a 2015 nuclear pact. The statement also urged the international community to reach an agreement, quote, "with stronger parameters of a longer duration," end quote. A U.S. health advisory panel is set Wednesday to review six reported cases of rare blood clots in women who received Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine one day after federal regulators paused the use of the shot to assess the issue. The six cases in women between 18 and 48 years old were reported out of 7.2 million doses of the J&J vaccine administered in the United States. They were a risk U.S. officials and immunology experts said appeared extremely low given the coronavirus's heavy toll. And a second section of the Tokyo Olympics torch relay was pulled from public roads over spiking coronavirus cases Wednesday, fueling fears about whether the postponed game should go ahead with just 100 days until the opening ceremony. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.